Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and how much longer until we get Jimbo as a killer in Dead by Daylight? It's gotta be coming around the corner, I just know it. And with me, I have...
Coming soon, my advanced course in Progonometry and how to tell the difference between 1916 and 15-8 time. It can be yours for the low, low price of... $2,000.
And
you know, Clickstand is something we have ourselves all the time, and yet this week I hear nothing.
Oh.
That doesn't help that the supposed album bomb was kind of a dud.
Yeah.
Especially since the number one song right now is If This World Were Mine.
Yep. Even with an album, well, I say bomb on the album, firecracker. Still like got some of the top spots, like four out of ten, which is still not that bad. But yeah, it's like that didn't really do shit. The only top song on the album was a song called "Give Me a Hug." It sounded like somebody. The dudes would say, "Yo, where my hug at?" Basically, that.
Somewhere, a Universal executive is looking at all this like, "I'm sorry, we spent $400 million on this."
Doesn't that song a sample from a song from a guy who, well, let's just say he got a weird case on him, looking back at his shit too, and the fact that. About that, he's involved with one other rapper that's been in news lately, not for good reasons.
The layers of suck just keep revealing themselves. It's like an expired onion.
Especially going back to that sample's older songs. Like, okay, maybe we should have looked out. Okay, maybe we should have kept it out on him more. Because like. Okay, that's okay. That's a warning. That's definitely a warning. Even the song sounds good. It's like, oh boy. And if there's no one talking about, like I said, song "Give Me a Hug" sample is called. It's the sample from a song called "I Miss You" by Aaron Hall. Look up Aaron Hall. You'll see why I said yeah.
Yeah, but this isn't a Drake podcast, so
thank God it's not. We don't have time for that.
Yeah, I'm not even doing the bit.
There is no yet. It will never be.
I would sooner rather turn this into. Let's turn this into any other podcast other than a Drake podcast. We could turn it into a Sakamoto Days podcast for all I care. But that's for another time. This is still a music podcast. Episode 383 of this music podcast, in fact. So, how's everyone's week been going?
It goes. We had another threat of snow come our way over here, which we got a little bit of it. Not a lot, but, you know, a little bit, which is fun, I suppose. Enough to be a pretty sight and then just disappear, as is the case. I also decided to be the adult and... get myself my flu shot that I should do every year. It took me 3 tries and 3 appointments to get it set because insurance companies don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Unfortunately.
All I had to do was just walk in and go, oh, wait, that's all I had to do? Well, I guess playing telephone with 2 different pharmacies was a waste of time. But whatever, I did it, I got it done, and... yeah, hopefully I won't die. At least not from, you know, the flu. I'll die from something else, but, you know, not the flu.
Yeah. I don't want to die from the flu. I want to die from something comically absurd.
So, car explosion or choking on a bagel?
I'll take the bagel.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it'll just be like in that one Simpsons episode where Homer's being force-fed donuts. Omp, 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 omp. And all of a sudden one gets stuck in a windpipe and goes,
Maybe I'll choke on a donut while watching The Simpsons, actually.
Yeah.
Or choke on an everything bagel while watching Everything Everywhere All at Once. That's how I'm going to die.
And then your mind goes into the realm where you're nothing but a sentient rock with googly eyes.
As it should be. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, see, my week sucked last. This week than last week, which is like, oh, it's actually somewhat better. I will say, like, it did snow, but not like, oh, it's snowing. Like, oh, it's snowing wind, and it just came and went. It's like, oh, you're there. Okay. And of course, this week, went to the movies. And by that, I mean, I found something streaming on. I found something streaming because I can't go to movies. I can't afford to go to movies nowadays. So, yeah, on Paramount Plus, now I can watch Sonic the Hedgehog 3. What you gotta say? Wow, they keep getting better. It's like, wow, it got better.
Yep.
Yeah. And I will say if I'm spoiling something. I like the one sequence for Jim Carrey where they play Galvanized by the Chemical Brothers.
Oh, yeah. That's a good needle drop.
Yeah, that's a good needle drop. I can definitely say I could use without Jelly Roll. Thank you very much.
I think we all can. Like he is not escaping the industry plant allegations. No one individual gets that popular that quick. I'm looking at you, Gracie Abrams. I know your dad is J.J. Abrams. That doesn't matter right now.
And also, of course, General falls under the oh, he used to be a rapper, but now he's a country artist type of motherfucker. Which sort of saw that coming. Him, Machine Gun Kelly, Post Malone. I'm surprised G-Eazy won't be G-Eazy's next.
Just wait.
Or fuck it, I think didn't Young Lean did a country album last year or some shit?
I have no idea.
Because I think he did, or I'm thinking too hard on this shit.
No, he did a as it says here, post punk alternative rock genre album with Bloody.
Okay.
The guy's also from Sweden.
Oh. That explains a lot. Okay,
yeah. So my week has been not so sucky. I ain't felt that, I'm not that depressed, or at least not as usual, but yeah.
Hey, that's good. Anyway, as for me, so here's a funny story that happened, So, the other day, me and my roommate made our usual weekly trip to the nearby Hot Topic for miscellaneous odds and ends. In fact, we've been there so often that the cashier frequently recognizes us, like, oh, hey, it's you guys! Like, as soon as we walk in the door, I feel a disturbance in the force. So, you know, my roommate and them are having a conversation about, you know, mainly hell of a verse stuff, you know, boss, has-been, that kind of jazz.
Okay.
And then at a certain point, I make a joke about, like, listen, that's a fun series and all. And I am also hyper-fixated on some of it. But I am also hyper-fixated on Redacted. That's what I've started referring to you-know-what as. And then, here's the thing. My roommate says the name of the game, and then immediately the cashier's like, holy shit, me too. This game is also consuming my entire fucking existence. And so we just get on that. And we're just talking about that back and forth. And she even gives me, like, the name of a YouTube channel. I think it's called RT Game.
Game. Very good.
Yeah, apparently, like, yo, check out this channel. They will fucking up your game to the next goddamn level. Like,
yes, I can confirm. I have watched several of those videos. And, yeah.
I am, as soon as this is done, okay, so obviously I have to focus on editing this first, because I do want to get back on a bit of a schedule. I know. Things happen, I'm sorry. But, like, as soon as I have some spare pockets, I am locking the fuck in with my notebook and everything. I'm going to become the world's foremost scholar of this game. Also, there's that whole DLC with, like, the new card skins and everything. Hence the Dead by Daylight joke earlier.
Yep. It's on Xbox Game Pass now. So, there's officially no reason why nobody should play the game that, for the purposes of this conversation, I will just not say, because that would be kind of rude.
Okay, so I actually did ask my roommates about that. So, according to them, the rule only applies to me. Y'all are safe, so you can just say that word all you want without owing money to anyone.
Oh, that's fine. Blatro, 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 blatro.
I miss being able to say that word.
I went into hyperspace for a moment.
And now. Blatro. Fuck it. Yeah, so, with that out of the way, with that fun business, let's go ahead and get started with our usual actual business, starting, of course, with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there'll be a playlist down in the description, so you can mark your calendars, put some new stuff in your playlists, you know, new albums, all that jazz. And, of course, since we've been roasting Drake earlier, we do have to be equal opportunity offenders and point the finger at the other guy who was involved in that beef, Mr. Jonathan Coleslaw. Good lord, man.
So, here comes J. Cole again, and he has a Lucy for us this time. With this title, which no shit called Clouds, and it's spelled lowercase c, the loud is capitalized, and then lowercase s. Yes, Clouds. Like, loud, see. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yes, that.
Yeah. Yeah. And this song is not much special for me to talk about. It's just like it's basically your same basic J. Cole song that you probably hear. It's like you get the same. It's a Cold World Out There type of bullshit that you know from one of his albums. Like, you get the very moody beginning, get the very okay beat on it, and you get Cole saying some lyrics. James lyrics like I'm angry somebody else stuff tries to get out in the crowd that's watching them in front of me, blah blah blah. Like, you know, basically like I'm C4 but Nika G the second you took the keyhold and he blows your weak flows right through the water. Okay, I mean, okay, that's kind of decent, but okay, it's not really anything I heard before from Cole. It's like it's basically, you know, him returning back to, you know, what people know Cole for. It's like he's doing this, you know, this rap. You think, oh, is he deep? Is he this shit? Is he something? Like, it's there. It's there. He's, I don't know. He's getting profound. It's like, he's just there. There you go. That's all I got.
Yeah, he's still just one of the rappers of all time. I'm just like, every time I hear more of his music, I'm just like, really? Big three? This guy? Ugh. Anyway. Moving on to the next track here with a rapper that I actually do give quite a few shits about. Looks like we have a new Rico Nasty album impending. The new project is called Lethal. Due out May 16th. And we have the lead-off single here, Teeth Sucker, parentheses, yeah, 3X. I assume that means yeah times 3. I don't know, man. Do I look like I know how to read words? But, anyway, so, yeah, unsurprisingly, the beat slaps. Mainly being built off a mix of trap drums and this very distorted, like, very bassy guitar riff. I'm not sure if it's a sample of something, but it does sound super familiar. I swear to God, it's gonna drive me nuts. I probably should have looked at that sample before recording, but naturally, the song is all about her flexing, you know, her bad bitch shit, having more money and fame than you, being way more cool than anyone that tries to step up to her shit. Her flow's got some fun bits here and there, especially like the rapid triplets and some weird kung fu sound effects. I feel like if there's a sticking point here, her vocal range here sounds like it's a bit more nasally than usual. Not quite as, like, it's got some gruffness, but obviously still in the higher range. I'm not sure how the rest of the fanbase will feel about that. I'm usually more fond of, like, you know, the gruffer rapping style, but otherwise, this is a fun banger.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger. It does get that that punk edge to it because we got the guitar, the whole like guitar hood choppy. So I'm like, okay, this sounds kind of hype. So kind of like, what would you do, something Rico Nasty at this point? But yeah, but yeah, it sounds dope. Pretty good.
All right, now moving on to the next track here. Oh, hey there, Rob Flynn. I was wondering when you were going to pop up again. So, yeah, looks like April the 25th, to be precise, we'll see the release of a brand new album from the band Machine Head, titled Unatoned. The O there, having the slash marker thing in there, whatever you call that. And, of course, we have the lead-off single here called Unbound, which also has the slash thing with the O and, you know, words and type settings, or wait, that's not the word. Anyway, so as per usual, this song just kind of falls into the same general area as a lot of Machine Head material usually does for me. I mean, the production is fine. Guitar tones have some nice beefy heft to them, carrying the massive grooving trugs, the rapid triplets, of course plenty of note bends and pinch harmonics all over the place. Drums have some nice punch to them, especially when it's playing, like, you know, the really, either the half times or, like, the rapid four on the floor rhythms. Still not the biggest fan of Rob Flynn's vocals, though. Specifically, I just never liked the way he screamed and shouted. Like, his he's fine as a singer, but his screams and his uncleans just, like, never did anything for me. There's just something off about it compared to other similar metal singers of his ilk, so... Yeah, this just, like, it is one of the Machine Head songs of all time.
I will concur. I will also ask, why is Rob doing a whole, I want to see, like, Max Cavalera thing on this one? Like, it sounds like he's trying to channel in his inner Soulfly, and it's just not working. But aside from that, yeah, the track is your usual gruff and tough metal anthem, and it's... fine, it's passable, but if you're underwhelmed by this, please, trust me, this band has great material deeper in their discography, especially The Blackening. Yes, I'm a defender of that album, it's a fucking amazing album, but I guess it could always be worse. I mean, these guys could be The Aside, or Spira, or The Amity Affliction. We don't have time to get into all that, just stay away. Stay away with the days without scene drama counter being permanently stuck at zero for the time being.
Oh, good lord.
It's a mess.
And how. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. So, you know what song is still really big and popular and getting play all over the place? That one Rosé song with Bruno Mars. Hell, I heard it multiple times in the past week when going to the fucking Wawa down the street and everything.
Yeah, it just at the top 10 as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, I guess that means that there's probably still time for, like, the other Blackpink members to strike on the charts where the iron is still hot. And looks like we got another possible one on the horizon. So, Jennie, another one of Blackpink's singers, has announced her solo debut, Ruby, coming out March 7th. Another one for the March calendar, it seems. And we have a new single from her called Extra L. I think that's how it's pronounced. Okay, so it's Extra, and then there's a capital L. So is it Extra L? Is it Extral? And they just capitalized the L to look cool? I don't know. But the important thing to note here is that this one features a guest appearance, you know, similar to that Appa 2 song, and in this case, it's Doechii, who's presumably still riding high off that Grammys performance, which I'm told is, like, one of the highlights.
It was.
And also, you got to mention this, she won Best Album for her mixtape, I Get a Bison of a Heel, which, well, it was competition, but we gave for her. Yeah, and okay, I guess with this song, like, go to the song, it just got more like, that boss bitch, that boss, the girl boss shit going on. It's like, basically, like, the end of the goal, release, run this, all my girls looking good, and then girl, this is my girl from the sponsor, they got their own fun, basically saying, we run this shit, basically, yeah, basically, you know, the whole thing with this. It's like, okay, like, okay, like Jane does her thing, we said her thing did, I mean, then goes coming Dochi with her rap, he says like, give me chi, give me purr, give me meow, give me purr, give me funs, give me rice, give me fight, give me nerve, give me cunt,
oh Lord.
I'm like, it's, well, yeah, it's okay, it's like you're, you know, it's like a, you know, usual girl boss type of shit thing going on, which, it's not that bad, like, that, I'll take this, like, I won't see much of it, it's like, okay, it's fine, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's a decent enough as a banger. You know, obviously them flexing their shit, and honestly, Jenny does go harder than I was expecting. But anyway, let's move on to the last track here, which I like to call It's Only Here Because of Search Engine Optimization and because cringing at the mere concept of it is funny to me. They're still making Smurfs movies?
Yeah, we are on another reboot cycle, this time through Paramount, and it looks like what you'd expect a live-action CG Smurfs movie would look like. It looks like it'll be around to just shut the kids up for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, hang on. I lost track. So, like, how many of the live-action ones were there? And wasn't there already, like, a Smurfs reboot before this?
Let's see. There's two movies. The one that had Katy Perry as Smurf. And then there was a reboot. One that had Demi Lovato that was all fully animated that didn't really do so hot. I mean, we all three were from Sony, so of course Paramount said we're taking that shit. Give me.
And now we have Rihanna in the leading role.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's see how well that works out for them. So, yeah, this is happening July 18th apparently. And we have a single here for the soundtrack called Higher Love, which features the likes of Desi Trill, Natanya, Subi, Cardi B, and DJ Khaled.
Oh, God. Okay, so you're telling me this gaggle of folks, including, what is this? A universal branded company that aims to fuse rap with South Asian music? Sure, is doing a Steve Winwood cover. I mean, sure, that's kind of out there, but why is DJ Khaled doing a Steve Winwood cover of all things?
You are not fit to stand where he stood.
and also, it's kind of weird because, like, I know the song's called Higher Love, he's the same thing as Heaven is a bit. Shit, Heaven is a name from a book. Fuck, I forgot the name of the song.
Wait. Do you mean Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth?
Yeah, that's what we're just like.
Okay. So, this song interpolates that chorus, and it has nothing to do with the Steve Winwood song, so.
Yeah, though.
What the fuck is the point of this? Oh, yeah. Of course, I know what the point of it is. End credits theme music.
Why?
Possibly, yeah. And all they do is like some Indian flair just because, like, okay, I mean, it's there, but what the fuck they got to do with the Smurfs?
Oh, God.
And also, I want to add, I read the Stereo Gun piece. Wasn't that the one thing interesting that's not the song is apparently a fucking casket?
Okay, so apparently someone decided to send DJ Khaled a casket saying RIP OVO and RIP Drake. We don't know why or how.
I don't, which, huh? I mean, I guess they were beefing. I guess they got falling out too. I mean, Jimmy falling with everybody, so I guess DJ Khaled might be another one too. Which okay. Yeah, it's like them two fighting. It's like I'm gonna quote what Ken Watanabe said. Let them fight.
Yeah. Okay. The song itself is just very 5 out of 10.
It is mid.
Yeah, like, not for nothing, but if I want to hear Heaven is a Place on Earth, I will listen to Chipmunks on 16 speed. Thank you very much.
Anything but this.
Yeah, this ain't for me.
Nope, it's just going to be there. It's going to be the first thing you hear when the credits play, and there's a post-credits scene that will lead to a sequel bait sequence, and then everyone goes home. All the kids going, yay! I'm not going to remember this in a half hour, but yay!
Yeah, we're just going to move on to other things.
There you go, kids. Enjoy that SEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that basically takes care of the new song discussion, and I figure might as well just, like, do the news topics, because there's not a lot to discuss other than the usual weekly, you know, Warped Tour stuff, and one other thing that is what we'll open on first. So, we all remember when 2023 was the year of Sleep Token. Take Me Back to Eden was the talk of the town, an album just as loved as it was reviled by certain pockets of metal internet. I really liked it. As you remember, it was number 2 on my list. But, yeah, of course it's been a couple years, and there's been some, you know, word of mouth here and there, specifically from, I think, the organizer of Download Festival, saying that, there might be new stuff coming in the horizon, like a new album this year. But, it looks like there's even more activity now that seems to confirm those suspicions. So, in the past week, the band had launched a teaser website called showmehowtodanceforever.com that is the start of a rabbit hole that is presumably leading to the way of an album announcement. So, when you go to the website, it gives you a bunch of random letters to assemble into some sort of combination, like some kind of cipher. Of course, the Sleep Token Reddit already, like, you know, their subreddit got all the way in it. And what they discovered is that if you put the letters in this order, D-O-U-O-S-V-A-V-V-M, it'll ask for an email address, and then it'll send you more information from there. Not to mention, if you go digging around in the back end, like in the source code of the website, you get a coordinates which leads you to the 18th century Shepherd's Monument on the grounds of Shugborough Hill in Staffordshire, England. Famously, this is the site of those letters, which is apparently some sort of really, really old code cipher that no one in human history has ever been able to figure out. Like, there's a whole Wikipedia page on it as well, so that's a rabbit hole you can dive down. And, according to, the site Lambgoat, if you give that site your email, it'll give you, you know, a message of response that divides you into one of either two houses, the Arcadia House or the Viridian House, but either way, clicking on it just kind of takes you to the Sleep Token website. Even, Hala Huntress from Metal Sucks speculates in her piece that maybe it's just an elaborate way to get you to sign up for a mailing list, but then again, that still leaves the question of what the fuck do all these puzzles and ciphers have to do with this album? What are your mysteries
Well, if anything, the suspicion is that there will be a new album released by around June. So it'll definitely be in summer. I mean, it has to tie in with the Download headlining set. You know, that would just make sense logistically. At this point, we still don't know anything about it. So this is probably just the lead up to either a wild ARG or just a mailing list offer. But, yeah, either way, we will be there for the new album.
Man, I hope it's an ARG, just because I would love the possibility of Nightmind doing a video about Sleep Token. That'd be fucking great. But, that gets that out of the way, and now we move on to, of course, the other ongoing topic here, which is the past week's updates for the lineup of the 2025 Vans Warped Tour. And they're definitely ramping up their announcements in this most recent batch. Hell, they even said that once they finish the quote-unquote 30 days of Warped, they're going to keep announcing, like, new artists. I don't know if it's going to be daily or weekly, but definitely up through May 16th, which is when the first of these shows is supposed to be happening. So, let's of course go down the gauntlet. We of course left off previously at February 17th. So, first up, we have an artist called Atmosphere, which is a hip-hop duo consisting of a rapper named Slug and a producer named Ant.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and those are the, I have heard of, like,
Nice. So, they've been around since at least, the 90s. I think their first album was 97.
Yeah. And... Okay, I know they're signed to Rhymesayers Entertainment.
Rhymesayers. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's the label MFD used to be on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, the good old days. And yeah, Atmosphere is performing the DC and Long Beach dates. Then after that, we have the pop punk band As It Is. Been around since 2015. They're only playing Orlando. Then we have an alternative rock band called Noel Sucks. They've been around since 2022. They're playing Long Beach and Orlando. Then we have Mary Jo, a pop singer who's basically one of the many, many Olivia Rodrigo wannabes floating around.
Oh boy.
She's been around since 2023 and is only playing Orlando. Then we have an emo rapper named Garzi. It's spelled G-A-R-Z-I, presumably no relation to the infamously terrible classic anime Garzi's Wing. That'd be a hell of a... Actually, you know what? There's an idea. Scary the Hose Volume 2 should sample Garzi's Wing.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, they've been around since 2021. They're only playing Long Beach. Now let's move on to February 18th, where the first artist announces... Oh! Oh! Oh, God. Get the fuck out of my face, Chris Fronzak.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Attila.
Oh, no.
That is terrible, but surely... There won't be any other terrible metalcore adjacent acts in this lineup. I mean, Warped Tour has some standards, right?
I feel like I should be personally insulted at the fact that Attila is only playing the Orlando date. Like, they're doing this to fuck with me specifically. Ugh. Curse you, Kevin Lyman!
Ugh.
Anyway, then we have a post-hardcore band called Hidden in Plain View. Been around since 2005. They're only playing in DC. There's another post-hardcore band called Hail the Sun. Started in 2010. They're only playing Orlando. And then we have a duo called Millionaires with a dollar sign at the end. They're basically a Wish.com version of Kesha.
Oh, ew. No.
Been around since 2013, and they're playing all 3 dates. Now let's move on to the announcements for February 19th. Of course, starting at the top, we have Silverstein, veterans of the post-hardcore scene. They've been around since 2003, playing DC and Long Beach. Then we have Mod Sun, which is a kind of pop-punk, hip-hop type of act, specifically the alias of Derek Ryan Smith, formerly of the band Scary Kids, Scaring Kids. He's been releasing music on his own since 2015. He's playing all 3 dates. Then we have a reggae band called Surfer Girl, who's been around since 2022. They're only playing Orlando. And then we have the new metal band From Ashes to New. They've been around since 2016. They're playing DC and Long Beach. Then we have a pop punk band called Straight Jacket, who have been around since their debut came out in 2024. They're playing DC and Orlando. And finally, we have Chained Saint, which is some kind of crossover thrash metalcore type of thing. Anyway, they debuted in 2024. They're only playing Orlando. Now let's move on to February 20th. Your announcements from that day include the pop-punk band Motion City Soundtrack, who have been around since 2003. They're only playing DC. Then we have a pop-punk act called Cliff Diver, who have been around since 2022. They're playing DC in Long Beach. Then we have this alternative post-hardcore act called Microwave, who have been making music since at least 2014. They're only playing Orlando. Then we have a new metal emo rap act called Nothing Nowhere. They've been around since 2015, playing all 3 dates. Then, of course, only Orlando is going to be subjected to the musical stylings of I See Stars.
Okay, like, are there still fans of this group, unironically?
I don't fucking know.
I thought we left all this crap behind 15 years ago.
So did I. But yeah, they're, again, only Orlando. Then we have an act called Huddy, which I know nothing about other than there's some kind of TikTok viral pop-punk kid who was apparently a founding member of something called the Hype House. I do not want to know what these words mean. You are not allowed to tell me what these words mean. I would rather be properly educated on what the fuck a skibbity toilet is than be forced to learn whatever the fuck a hype house is. But yeah, they're playing Orlando only, of course. Then we have a melodic hardcore supergroup called Koyo, who debuted in 2023, also playing Orlando only. Now, moving on to February 21st. Starting at the top, we have a pop-punk band called Magnolia Park, who actually have been getting around quite a bit on, you know, the internets recently because they were featured on that Disney pop-punk album with the one song that was actually kind of fun. They specifically covered Eye to Eye from a Goofy movie.
Oh yeah! I heard those guys. I know that they're a black punk band. They're like a black punk band. Which all right, I can expect that.
Hell yeah! Credit where it's due. I think Eye to Eye is probably one of the few Disney songs that actually lends itself decently well to a pop punk cover. Yeah. Also, where's my third Goofy movie, you fucks? Anyway, yeah, they are playing DC and Long Beach. Then we have a surf rock band called The Expendables, who have apparently been around since 2001. They're only playing Orlando. Wait, I made the same joke, too.
This is the one? So, they're The Expendables before The Expendables was a thing?
Yeah, could you imagine Schwarzenegger playing surf rock riffs?
Oh, God.
Then we have a hip-hop act called Harper with two A's. They've been around since 2019. They're only playing Long Beach. Then all 3 dates are getting the musical stylings of a bimbocore artist named Scene Queen. I don't know, man.
Bimbocore?
Apparently it's... Look, don't ask me to explain. We're going to be here all week.
Okay, that's what I've heard of. At least I ain't called Hulk Hogan.
And then finally, we have an electropop act named Magna Carta. Now, let me tell you how Magna Carta is spelled here. MGNACRRR. Yeah, kind of like that one movie. TA. I would like to buy a vowel, please. Yeah, and they're only playing Long Beach. Now we get to February 22nd, and oh boy, here's where we start getting the two big stinkers here. Oh,
yeah, God. And if you look to your left, you see a monkey's paw.
So first up, we get asking Alexandria.
Why?
I still have very vivid memories of when Final Episode was the big song getting around. They're playing DC in Long Beach. Then we got a pop singer named Aviva, who's been around since 2021. They're playing Long Beach in Orlando. And then, speaking of Long Beach and Orlando, looks like DC is going to be spared from this fucking threat to society. Hi there, Ronnie!
Oh.
Are you fucking serious?
Ronald McDonald Radke.
They seriously fucking booked Falling in Reverse of all bands.
Like, okay. Kevin Lyman, you cannot be this stupid. Like, I don't know how involved you are in the decision-making for all this, but, like, you have to know, right? Like, there's no way you don't. You can't play dumb and ignorant here. Just fuck me.
Yeah. If I can recall, didn't one band said they quit a tour because he was part of that?
There are too many stories for us to go through. Our general feel is, fuck Ronald Radke. Fuck you, you terrible fucking cocksucker. Go away, stay away, nobody likes you, get the fuck out of here!
You know what, I might have to go ahead and copy and paste that whole Fantano rant into this episode. Because he says it better than I could. But yeah, anyway, let's move on from that. So, there's an emo act called Holy Water, spelled without the E. They debut in 2024. They're playing all three dates. Then we have this metalcore emo rap type named Lil Lotus, who's been around since 2021, playing all three dates. Then we
take it they don't fly.
Heh. I get it. They also don't got the juice. For my Persona 3 fans out there. Then we have a post-hardcore act called Speed of Light. They've been around since 2020. They're playing Long Beach and Orlando. And then we have a hip-hop act named Lil Toe, parentheses ammo. They've been around since 2021. They're only playing Long Beach. And then finally, we have the announcement as of February 23rd. Starting at the top, we of course have the only Celtic punk band that most people can name, Dropkick Murphys. They've been around since 1998. Jesus Christ, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And they're only playing Long Beach. All three dates, however, are getting the hardcore punk stylings of Comeback Kid, who have been around since at least 2003. Then we get this London-based rap rock act called Nova Twins. Been around since 2020. They're only playing Long Beach. Then we have this post-hardcore funk rock type act named Bad Rabbits, who have been around since 2013. They're only playing Orlando. And then probably the most recent act I can think of, at least in terms of, like, I think their debut album literally came out this year. We have Wish.com Paramore, aka Winona Fighter. They're playing Orlando. And, of course, probably the biggest name out of this particular set. Oh, hey, look! A Day to Remember!
Okay, they have a new album out physically right now. Two songs are available now on YouTube. They exist. Moving on.
They're only playing Long Beach and Orlando. So, yeah, those are your most recent announcements. I think we're coming up on... Let me double check when these announcements actually started up. Yeah, like the 27th, I think. So, we're just about there. So, we're inching up on, like, the conclusion of this 30 Days of Warped and then whatever other miscellaneous announcements they have in the downtime. Why am I slowly getting the feeling we're not going to get Knocked Loose or Spirit Box?
Well, on that note, next week, Louder Than Life lineup. It'll be up by then.
Hopefully so.
I mean, also considering you mentioned Ronnie McDickhead, I'm pretty sure Spirit Box said, yeah, I ain't going nowhere near that.
Yeah, they and several other bands of reputable standing.
Remember, kids, it's good to have standards.
Yes.
Yeah, it's also good to shut the fuck up. Just all the time. Just all the time when people need to shut the fuck up, you tell them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, sometimes being silent is smart is better than being loud and dumb.
If there's anybody who's the loudest and the dumbest, it's the guy who made his own mugshot and album cover. Ooh, I'm so hardcore. Fuck off.
Somebody needs to play him that one Pink Guy song. You know the one.
Ugh.
Anyway, yeah, we'll of course pick this back up next week. But for now, we have to exit out of the news topics and touch on one last thing before the sign-off. And that is the new album releases for the week of February 28th, 2025. Starting at the top, we have the sophomore effort from up-and-coming death metal band Vacuous with In His Blood. Then from shoegaze band Cloakroom, we have Last Leg of the Human Table. From Unknown Mortal Orchestra, we have IC-02 Bogota, as in like the city of Colombia. Then we have a new project from Serpent with Feet titled Grip Sequel. And last but certainly not least, since we've already mentioned Blackpink more than a few times, looks like another Blackpink member, Lisa, is making her solo debut this week with the album Alter Ego. So, yeah, now time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
The usual places, like usual. This show, my other show, the Discord, other Discords, the place where the sky is blue, and, yeah.
Mark, what about you?
You know, Discord, Blue Sky, and Maximum Media, and of course, my site, MyHyperOneHorrorTheWorst.com, where this week I should plan something, which is, yeah, I'm doing a movie review for once in the last few months. Yeah, it's also on HR3, whenever that gets posted up. It should be by the time this episode is out.
Hear, hear. And as for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, TikTok, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@superresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up usually around Wednesdays. Be sure to follow us on Blue Sky at Sewer Resolution. Visit the website sewerresolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast Q&A, all that good stuff. And of course, be sure to find the link to our Discord server so you can jump in, converse about all manner of things, and be immediately notified whenever new stuff goes up on the site. Well, that's about it for this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with more of the usual business. So, until then, man, I just want to eat a whole bunch of fried rice right now.